We're both just England being allowed to then go to the Queen in court.
That James Queen is a disgrace to play it in the country that they're occupying.
But the history involved or why?
Because they're still occupying our country. A military occupation in Ireland. It's unacceptable while they're occupying our country.
What's your mate? In Ireland with Pro Park.
Back South!
I'm working for the Sunday Mirror, man.
What a chance
of
you talking about these guys. Think about God Save the Queen being sung in
Crow Park. I think they shouldn't be fucking saying it. You should sing their own song. No, their rugby song, yeah, their own rugby song. That's it.
I'm from Dublin.
Leave it to them. What radio channel are you? Oh, Jesus.
Sorry?
What radio channel are you from?
I just made this Windy Media.
Oh, right. Look,
I'm back to London.
You should just sing their own rugby song.
I'm going to get to
Bias, weirdos, you choose to call yourselves open-minded.
Why is that?
You just will absolutely will not tolerate anything which is contrary to your opinion.
Came here to get your opinions today, though.
Yeah, and I think this is my opinion. I think we're in safe, obviously.
I'm not going to turn your life.
After British Crown Forces shot and killed 21 people in Crowe Park, yep. To have them sing God Save the Queen in there is just a slap in the face to all those people and their families. That's what I think. No worries.
But it's a right turn towards the city centre only. Let them proceed, but white only.
Who are you with?
I'm in the media. I'm not going out with
you. Don't support you, I don't like it.
No, it doesn't mean you can't talk to me.
I don't
give
a shit.
What do you think of the Brits playing in Crow Park and saying God Save the Queen?
It's a whole process of normalisation for sure in six countries. That's what it's all about.
How do you feel about that?
It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful.
So what do you think people should do today if they're opposed to this?
Just make their presence felt. I'm not saying go out and violent protest, but go out and just make your voices heard and make your opposition to this game. Because it's all a normalisation of British rule in six counties.
What do you think of this protest against the playing of God Save the Queen at Croke Park?
But I don't agree.
You don't agree with the protest?
No. I think they should go on. Move on.
So you guys moved on since then, yeah?
It's been 8 years. Yeah. Forgive and forget.
All right. Hey, tell me what's going on here now.
We're going down
Street.
Yeah, in a large, maybe 200 or 300 Republican protesters with another 100-150 guards, some in riot helmets.
Do you know where the march is headed?
I don't. It'd be interesting to find out where.
What do you think of this march going by here now?
I think it's a disaster for Ireland because it shouldn't be a protest in this day and age.
The lads there say that they're annoyed about a memory of what happened on Bloody Sunday in Crowell.
We're all annoyed about the memory, but at this day and age, people want a bit of peace, go about their business and enjoy the match. And that's it's our sport, and they shouldn't bring protests into sport.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey,
mate, what do you think of this protest?
What do I think of it? I think it's all bullshit, to be honest with you, mate.
Do you think that
people want to forget about the past, you know?
Do you think that, yeah, that people should move on now?
Yes, I think they do, yes.
Does this make you feel unwelcome in Ireland now, stuff like this going on?
No, I've been here for 10 months, I've been working here for 10 months. I think they just want to move on, you know?
Is this the first anti-British kind of stuff you've encountered while living
in
Ireland?
No,
no.
Yeah, no problem.
So, tell us what's going on now.
We're coming down now, Parnell Square, heading into O'Connell Street. The famous scenes from last year with the Love Ulster riots.
Spite of some activities by those facing us, we were able to say we accomplished what we set out to do, and now it's over, and we can say that we marked this occasion appropriately and properly, and we did a good job, and God have it for fun.
I could ask you really quickly about what was the intention behind the protest today?
To show that there is no final settlement. It's been said that the constitution is questioned and settled, and we're saying it's not, and that normal relations cannot exist. Normal relations which we all want to see between Ireland and England, while England governs six of our counties.
And do you think that today shows that people are kind of see the alternative to the provost now?
What we are doing is we are giving leadership or terms of leadership to the people.
To a new Republican movement, would you say?
We're the old Republican movement that have been there all along.
Okay, and you're happy that today remained peaceful then?
Yep.
Important.
Satisfied, yes, right. Of course. Yeah. Make your point.
Thank you very much.
Protesters have stopped at Parnell Square after the leadership of Republican Sinn Féin have headed off. It's mostly teenagers in tracksuits now with scarves over their faces, kind of up to maybe about 70 of them, just walking down O'Connell Street.
On the footpath,
looking for trouble, obviously. It's more of an out-of-control street gang than it is a proper protest at this stage. People openly drinking cans of Stonehouse now. It looks like things are probably going to keep on like this until the cops move in and nip it in the bud.